in the house and run in deep folds for about 40 miles from west to east. Cedars and pines and scrub oak keep them perpetually green and provide cover for boar, rabbits and game birds. Wildflowers, thyme, lavender and mushrooms grow, and from the summit on a clear day, the view is of the Basalp on one side and the Mediterranean on the other. It is a 247,000-acre extension of the back garden, a permanent barricade against assault from the rear by unforeseen neighbours. Neighbours, we have found, take on an importance in the country that they don't begin to have in cities. Here, your neighbours are part of your life, and you are part of theirs. We had been introduced to our new neighbours by the couple from whom we bought the house, over a five-hour dinner marked by tremendous goodwill on all sides and an almost total lack of comprehension on our part. The language spoken was French, but it wasn't the French we had heard on cassettes. It was a rich, soupy patois, emanating from somewhere at the back of the throat and passing through a scrambling process in the nasal passages before coming out as speech. That by itself wouldn't have been a problem had the words been spoken at normal conversational speed, but they were delivered like bullets from a machine gun, often with an extra vowel tacked on the end for good luck.